This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Missouri senators are considering a roughly $25 billion budget plan that may be most notable for what it doesn't contain. Senate debate on the budget is scheduled to begin later today, with some of the most agreeable items up first. These include a $66 million increase in basic aid for public schools and a $34 million increase for public colleges and universities. Later, senators are to discuss more contentious topics. The budget proposed by the Senate Appropriations Committee wipes out all funding for the Motor Vehicle and Driver's License Division. The intent is to register senators' disapproval of licensing procedures that include making electronic copies of applicants' personal documents. Like the House version of the budget, the Senate plan includes no money for Governor Jay Nixon's Medicaid expansion. For the second year in a row, Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed legislation that would have allowed sales and use taxes to be levied on cars, boats, and other vehicles purchased outside of Missouri. Last year's version would have retroactively levied taxes on people who bought vehicles in another state. That provision was removed from this year's bill, and it would have required local governments to hold a vote on whether to block collecting taxes on out-of-state vehicle purchases. Karen Bushman with the Missouri Chamber says they're surprised the measure was vetoed again.
Had we known of his reservations, we would have worked with lawmakers to address his concerns before the legislation was sent to his desk for signature. Fortunately, there's still enough time to pass an alternate bill, amend this to another existing bill.
Meanwhile, the Associated Press reports that the bill's sponsor, GOP Senator Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City, will try to again get the bill passed before the legislative session ends next month. In his veto letter, Nixon says this year's bill was better than last year's, but that the tax repeal section still contained flaws. A University of Missouri student already has a piece of journalism's highest honor before even getting a degree in the field. Graduate student Charles Minshew was named a winner of the Pulitzer Prize last week. He was part of the Denver Post News team's coverage of the Aurora, Colorado movie theater shootings last summer. The staff won the honor in the breaking news category. Minshew and online and social media producer Daniel Schneider created a timeline which was specifically cited in the award. Minshew says he is honored to have received such recognition, but is even more grateful to have been part of a great staff while covering such an emotional event.
We have to remember that nobody likes covering these kind of tragedies. But I think it's a testament to the work that we all did on July 20th and the days after, and the work that they're still doing as they cover the trial that's upcoming.
Minshew, who also worked at KBIA in the fall of 2012, will be finishing his master's in May. Tony Award-winning playwright Tony Kushner comes to the University of Missouri this week as part of a conference on gays and lesbians in the theater. Kushner's play, Angels in America, chronicles the early AIDS crisis in New York City and won both a Tony and a Pulitzer Prize in 1993. Theater professor David Crespi will interview Kushner at 5 p.m. Wednesday at the university's Rheinsberger Theater. A Westminster College student is one of only 9 students in the country to receive funding from the Clinton Global Initiative. KBIA's Megan Schultz explains.
When Shahab Dev Yangmali Rai visited Bashpur, a town in his home country of Nepal, he knew he had to do something.
They don't have electricity, they don't have a telephone service, they don't have a toilet, they don't have a drinking water facility, so literally they don't have anything.
A civil war has upturned this eastern Nepal town, leaving its citizens impoverished and the land overridden by a government that, according to Rai, is doing nothing. After his visit, Rai immediately began planning to help his native people. He specifically wanted to empower the women and children victims by teaching them ways to overcome poverty.
I can show those people that there is someone who cares about them, and we can make a change if we work together.
But he didn't have the funding to turn his dream into a reality. That all changed when a fellow student at Westminster College, also from Nepal, told him about the Clinton Global Initiative, a challenge that awards students the funding needed for innovative solutions to the world's most pressing problems. With over 600 applicants representing all 50 states and 75 different countries, Rai didn't know if he had a chance. But when Chelsea Clinton announced his name at a special ceremony in St. Louis, Rai realized he had beat out 150 other semifinalists and was ecstatic.
When she called my name, it was beyond my happiness. I was thrilled. My dream is to start this grassroots movement. You know, if I don't go and do it, who's going to do it? I want to show all these young people, you know, you can make a change.
Rye will visit Nepal for over 2 months this summer to start his project. Hannah Michelle Prophet with Westminster Service Learning Department says this project is only one example of Rye's ambition.
He's just going to do amazing things in this world. This project is just one example of what Yang is capable of, and we look forward to seeing what he's going to do next.
With the $9,000 from the Clinton Global Initiative, Rye plans to employ Nepal women at the local level to produce cash crops that can be sold. The profits generated from their work will be invested in improving education and starting a library and computer lab. Megan Schultz, KBIA News.
Missouri consumers are being offered a temporary break on the state sales tax on energy-efficient appliances. The Revenue Department says its fifth annual Show Me Green sales tax holiday runs through Thursday of this week. The event lifts the 4.2% sales tax on dishwashers, furnaces, air conditioners, and other appliances that carry the Energy Star label. The agency says 11 counties, 51 cities, and 18 special taxing districts are also taking part, meaning buyers will be spared the local sales taxes as well. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.